In just a few minutes, we'll hear from a Republican state lawmaker who has introduced a budget motion to protect UW colleges from the $300 million cut that's proposed in the state budget for the entire UW system. A little bit later in the hour, we'll also hear from another Republican state lawmaker who has authored a similar motion to spare UW Extension budget cuts. And finally, the chancellor of University Colleges and UW Extension will join us with her reaction. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Now. Network of Wisconsin Public Radio at 7 minutes past 7 o'clock on this Tuesday, April 28th. First, Bill Martins joins me because this is the first day of our spring membership drive, and we are asking for your support of Wisconsin Public Radio. And Bill, we have a very extra special incentive.
We do. We've got a dollar for dollar match up to $6,000. $6,000 on day one. That's awesome. And that generous match is from 9XM Leadership Circle members John Udo and Amanda Strosel of La Crosse, Maureen Murphy of Baraboo, and a 9XM member from Hayward from all over the place here. And it means that they'll match every dollar you give. So that's their way of encouraging you to join them in supporting Wisconsin Public Radio. Double your support for the programs you love, like the Joy Cardine Show. Give now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
This is great. Double your pledge. You share every weekday morning with this program. Maybe your alarm clock wakes you up to it, or you have breakfast in the kitchen with us, or you drive to work with us. Your morning wouldn't be the same without this program, the discussions, and our guests. Pledge your support for these morning conversations at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
You give to WPR to support the programs you love, of course. As an added incentive, we've got something really special during this spring membership drive. When you give $60 or more, that's just $5 a month, ask for the I Love WPR magnets.
You'll get one large and one small magnet. You can stick one on your car or maybe on your refrigerator. You can ask for the magnets now and show your support for Wisconsin Public Radio when you make that pledge of $60 a year or more, and you will have that pledge doubled because of the dollar for dollar match that we have going on right now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
I have a husband and three sons, and we're all very avid listeners. We feel that Wisconsin Public Radio provides objective and informative information about what's going on in the community. It certainly is a station where you can call in, and you know that for sure that if you have an opposing viewpoint, that it's going to be broadcast because this is public radio. I'm Joan Rudnitsky, and Wisconsin Public Radio is my source for objective information and entertainment.
Thanks, Joan. Go to WPR.org or 888-202-2552 to make your pledge during this spring membership drive. I'm Joy Cardine with Bill Martins asking for your support of Wisconsin Public Radio. There's been a lot of news about the state budget, and as proposed, the budget puts state funding for Wisconsin public broadcasting at risk. You tell us that you value the lasting impact of public broadcasting programs, news, conversation, music, and even entertainment.
That's why Wisconsin Public Broadcasting, including WPR, is working hard to address the budget challenges as the process goes forward. Meanwhile, listener support is more important than ever, so make your gift at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
When you listen to WPR on your way to and from work every day, and probably listen sometime on the weekend, you are listening more than 700 hours a year.
That's a lot of time. And if you've never given to WPR before, make your gift today of, say, $5 a month. For hundreds of hours of listening, that makes WPR one of the best information and entertainment bargains you'll find anywhere. Your gift, no matter what amount you choose, really does make a difference at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
And our dollar-for-dollar match is in effect up to $6,000. We have just generous contributors to Wisconsin Public Radio who have chipped in to encourage you to make your pledge at WPR.org or 888-202-2552. Your support of WPR will go twice as far.
And if you pledge $5 a month, that's $60 or more, ask for the I Love WPR magnets. You'll get one big one, one small one, and you'll get your pledge doubled in the process as well. WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Thank you to a listener from New Richmond who says WPR is a huge part of my day. Thank you for the great programs and hosts. A supporter from Madison says, I have been listening to WPR for 30 years as I travel from place to place. What would we do without you? Wow. I hope you never have to find out. Supporters from Dodgeville say WPR is the best public station in the world.
Can't disagree with that. And we have the best listeners in the world.
That's right. We certainly do. We couldn't do this without you and without your support. Thank you. Make your pledge and have that pledge doubled with this dollar-for-dollar match going on right now. This is quite the opportunity. WPR.org or 888-202-2552. Well, let us get to the topic at hand. Two Republican state representatives are proposing to exempt the University of Wisconsin System's two-year campuses and the UW Extension from the proposed $300 million budget cut that faces the UW system. We wonder what you think about exempting Extension and colleges, the two-year campuses, from this budget cut. 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk@WPR.org. You can also post on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page or tweet us at Joy Cardine Show. Our first guest is Romaine Quinn, a Republican state representative from Rice Lake. Good morning.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Thank you for joining us again. So what exactly would your proposal do for the budgets of two-year colleges? You are the author of a budget motion that would exempt the two-year colleges.
Right. So right now, the two-year colleges face a $6.5 million cut. That is slated to be their portion of the $300 million that's currently slated, which, again, we know can change. But what my budget amendment does, it would require the regents to spend no less on them than the previous budget. So basically that language would shield them from any cuts being slated to come forward in this budget as it currently stands. Now, again, it's not to increase their funding at all, but it is to freeze them from any kind of those cuts.
You know, so why do you want to shield them from those cuts?
Right. I think, you know, when you look, if a cut has to happen, which in some way, shape, or form it will, I know many of us are dedicated to looking at reducing that number. But if it is to happen, it needs to happen with those that can, A, most have the best ability to handle it, and B, that it happens in an equitable manner. So right now, I know the UW system uses some kind of a formula to try and distribute some of that based on student enrollment and such. But every campus is different and unique. And when you look at the two-year campuses, they are already an efficient model for how we should be educating our kids in terms of higher education. You can get a year of schooling with as many credits as you can take for about $5,000. So they serve a different purpose. They serve a different population, a population that tends to be poor, rural. And many of these students in these campuses would not even have gone on to a four-year. So they serve as feeders to many of our four-year campuses, too. And when you look at how they're set up, they simply do not have FAD anymore. They've consolidated their back offices. They don't each operate independently. They're all operate as a very close consortium of colleges that serve very specific needs for people in rural and other parts of the state. So I think they're just so important, absolutely critical. And my intention is not certainly to pit the needs of the 4 years versus extension versus the colleges against one another, but it's to recognize those in the system that simply can't afford this.
Well, you, your district is home for UW-Barron County. Talk about how important UW-Barron County is for that region.
Sure, and these colleges are a little different because, you know, you look historically some of the 4 years that were, you know, built by our former land barons and things like that, and that's how they got their start. But these colleges developed by community efforts through the county and through other local community leaders to say, hey, you know, this is a need and a service that is needed for our general area. And if you look at UW-Barron County, the closest thing we have for anyone north of Rice Lake is UW-Superior. So you're traveling anywhere between 2 to 3 hours for your nearest UW institution. And so if you look at UW-Barron County, it offers services anywhere from high school students. So your son or daughter in high school can graduate with 24 credits. They can go into college while they're still staying in their hometown high school and enter college as a second semester freshman. So they're a key component when we talk about reducing the cost of education. Sure, we can freeze tuition. That's a great step, and I support the governor for doing it. But it doesn't reduce the cost. And so the UW colleges play an absolute important role in reducing the overall cost of education. And not only that, not just reducing the regular cost, but reducing the time these kids are in school. So again, they offer services to kids in high schools and rural communities. Not only that, they offer services to those that are going back to school. So if you have a family, you lose your job in terms of retraining, they work with you online, night courses. They offer all of these things that really play right into what the state's trying to do in getting people back to work. And not only that, is again, I go back to they're a different animal entirely. I mean, their starting staff starts at salaries of $46,000 a year. It takes a special person with a PhD to want to stay in these communities and work and teach for that kind of salary when they know they can go to four-year UW institutions or into the private sector. But they do that because these colleges provide such a great, important role for not only the communities, but really the surrounding areas. And I think it's important that we recognize that. And again, not to say they're more important because they all play a role, but the two-year colleges are really providing important access to a lot of people who, A, either would never have gone on to school, or B, could not have afforded to either move their families, or even afforded to pay the tuition at four-year schools for 4 years in a row.
Some have suggested, including some listeners on our Facebook page, that we should cut two-year colleges entirely or close many, if not all of them, or certainly those that maybe are not have low enrollment. What's your reaction to that?
Sure, and really a lot of these campuses don't have a lot of low enrollment. Our UW-Barron County is almost peaking at its highest it's ever been in terms of new high school students coming in, and its partnerships with rural communities where students don't even actually come on the campus. And not only that, they partner with a local technical college that is literally 100 feet from its front door. So we can have that conversation. I think we should overall, considering when you look at, you know, UW-Eau Claire is a half an hour from UW-Stout, which is only, you know, half an hour from UW-River Falls, which isn't that far from La Crosse yet. So, I mean, regionally, our campuses are not spread out in an equitable manner. Now, I'm not advocating the public radio to close campuses, but we can have that conversation. But what you don't do is have it during the budget session and just slowly bleed them out. There becomes a point where you can cut so much where you get to a point where you have to have that conversation of does it make sense to go on. If you look at UW-Barron County, we have one math professor that services the needs of 600 students. So this professor, I mean, there's only one professor per department, and they do an excellent job, and they're already efficient. So there's no bloat, there's no waste, there's no reprioritizing curriculum. Maybe we don't have to offer this because they offer the bare minimum, so you can still get the best education possible and get you going into the UW system. Now, you can close them, but what you're going to do is, for instance, UW-Eau Claire is partnered with UW-Barron County. Many of the people that go into UW-Barron County never would have went to school. So you're going to be denying access to people who might be first-generation students, and your four-year colleges are really going to miss out on the opportunity of educating these people because they never would have went to school if these two-year campuses weren't in their communities.
We have a caller, one of your constituents, Rana in Rice Lake, joins us. Hi, Rana.
Hi, good morning, Joy. Good morning to your guests. I just want to completely support what your guest is saying. I have a daughter that wasn't sure she wanted to go to school. I said, start out at Barron County, give it a try. She did. She graduated from UW-Eau Claire with a degree, four-year degree. I teach in a small rural community. We use UW-Barron County for many of their classes. We have a lot of students that graduate with college credits thanks to the proximity and location of UW-Barron County. And then I, as a teacher, was able to go to UW-Barron County and get some more science teaching certification classes, which allowed me to be a science teacher as well as an ag education teacher in our small rural school. And that's been really important in our school as money has disappeared from our budget. You know, I'm teaching multiple disciplines, and the two-year campuses are just critical for us to be able to maintain quality education in our state. That's my opinion.
Thank you so much, Rana, for sharing it, your testimonial. Representative Quinn, how has your proposal been received in the legislature?
Well, for those that I've lobbied with and talked to, I mean, they see the need. And again, we don't want to pit people against one another, and we're all working together to reduce that cut. But again, it's a matter of who can handle those cuts. You know, the UW Regents, they've already frozen tuition on these campuses years before the governor even put in his tuition freeze. They don't have wealthy alumni. They don't have foundations. Like Madison has Wharf, which has billions of dollars in assets where it can give seed money for research and staffing purposes. So they're just a whole other different animal that serves a whole other group and class of people for communities that's absolutely critical. So I've received a lot of support, especially from my freshman class that came in. A lot of us have signed on to these budget motions as we're pushing for joint finance to look at them. But again, it does stray away from normal process. You know, the legislature before never really went in and told the regents how to handle these things. And I've always been a believer of not micromanaging government. You know, they're the managers. They know best how the system runs and how to make it continue to run. But I think if they can't guarantee that these colleges won't take a large portion of the cut, which it may not be large in the grand scheme of things, $6.5 million out of $300 million, but to these campuses, it's very large. I just think we needed to step in at this time and try and shield them from that.
Thank you very much for being with us.
Thank you for having me.
Romaine Quinn, a Republican state representative from Rice Lake, author of a budget motion that would exempt the University of Wisconsin's two-year campuses from the $300 million proposed budget cut for the entire UW system. We will hear from another Republican state representative who has a similar proposal, budget motion, that would exempt UW Extension from the budget cuts. We'll hear from Ed Brooks in just a few minutes. But first, Bill Martins joins me once again because this is the spring membership drive, and we are asking for your support of any amount, your gift of $10 a month or $15 a month, whatever amount you choose, that's the right amount at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
We've got a dollar-for-dollar match in effect right now from 9XM Leadership Circle members John Udell and Amanda Strosall of La Crosse, Maureen Murphy of Baraboo, and a 9XM member from Hayward. So your gift of $50 turns into $100, $100 turns into $200, and so on. Take advantage of this match and double your support for WPR programs when you give at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
A large slice of WPR's budget pie, the biggest slice, is listener support. So while all of our funding sources, the state and federal governments and businesses, are important, your contribution makes a huge difference. WPR is the service that it is. Thanks to you. Thanks to listener support. Give now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
This membership drive, you can choose the new I Love WPR magnets as your thank you gift for your pledge of $60 or more. That's just $5 a month. Your pledge supports the programs, and you're going to love these magnets.
You'll get one large and one small magnet. You can stick them on your car. I have one on mine. I was driving just the other day, and I saw another vehicle with one on it.
Give them a thumbs up.
Yeah, I did. Well, they were ahead of me. But you will get one large and one small magnet, and with your pledge of $60 or more, $5 a month at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
I like to listen to WPR because it informs me, enriches me, and also kind of challenges me. It's just wonderful. I listen the minute I wake up on the way to work, when the work day is done in the evening, and we even have the radio on for our pets during the day. I became a sustaining member, first of all, because of the convenience. It helps me be a part of WPR in a significant way because it's ongoing. It's a way to keep the mission going, and my small part, I think, plays a part in that. I'm David from Stevens Point, Wisconsin. I encourage you to join me in sustaining Wisconsin Public Radio.
Make your donation in support of the programs you count on at WPR.org or 888-202-2552. I'm Joy Cardine with Bill Martins, and we are asking for your gift to listener-supported WPR during our spring membership drive. You decide how much to pledge. Every pledge is important to Wisconsin Public Radio.
This hour, we have a dollar-for-dollar match up to $6,000, and I'm looking at our board right now. We've got a lot of room for you, so if you can pledge $5 a month, that'll become $10 a month, or $10 becomes $20, and so forth. We have several 9XM members who've pooled together to bring us this dollar-for-dollar grant, so take advantage of it. Do it early, get it out of the way, and that'd be a great way to start off this pledge drive. WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Thanks to a supporter from Appleton who says, I've listened to WPR since I was a little kid, and I always valued the news and information, interesting guests, the perspectives, and fun. I love that. Thank you very much to that Appleton listener. How about you? Your support keeps Wisconsin Public Radio strong. It helps us to continue to grow. Make your pledge now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Hey, maybe you've already made a donation this year, or you're a sustaining member. Thank you very much. And, you know, if you feel so moved to give an extra gift, we would greatly appreciate that as well. WPR.org or 888-202-2552. You'll help make this drive successful, and you'll support the programs you enjoy every day.
And remember, we have that dollar-for-dollar match in effect during this hour, so you can double your pledge, double the impact of your pledge. Don't let this opportunity pass you by. You know you want to support Wisconsin Public Radio. Why not do it now when we have this dollar-for-dollar match in effect? WPR.org or 888-202-2552. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. Do you think the University of Wisconsin's two-year campuses and the University of Wisconsin Extension should be exempt from state budget cuts, the $300 million proposed cut that faces the entire UW system? Well, we just heard from Republican State Representative Romaine Quinn of Rice Lake, who is authoring a budget motion that would exempt the UW's two-year campuses. Now we will hear from a state lawmaker who is authoring a similar budget motion that would exempt UW Extension. Ed Brooks is a Republican state representative from Reedsburg. Good morning.
Good morning, Joy.
So tell us how your proposal would protect the UW Extension from cuts.
Well, it's similar to Representative Quinn's on the two-year campuses. It would essentially hold harmless for this budget period. The UW Extension, Cooperative Extension, Public Broadcasting, all those facets of the different parts of UW Extension would be held harmless for a two-year period.
Well, why is it important to shield UW Extension from the proposed cuts?
Well, because they, like the two-year campuses, are a different kind of animal, if you will. They're bare bones to start with. They're part of a cooperative structure, generally. Representative Quinn would, I think, agree that the two-year campuses are a cooperative venture between the state and the local municipalities. The same would be said for UW Extension. As far as cooperative extension, the counties provide the bricks and mortar, if you will, and the university provides the staffing. And so it is a venture of a different nature than the rest of, say, a four-year system, things like that. So it's unique, and I think for that reason, maybe unique consideration is in order.
What role do you see UW Extension playing in your particular region of the state?
Oh, there's so many. Cooperative Extension, They're the poster child as far as youth programs, 4-H for years. My children went through 4-H. My grandchildren are in 4-H. As a farmer, we would take pesticide training as how to apply and calibrate sprayers and be certified so that we could purchase restricted label products to apply to our own fields and stuff like that. And it's they've had programs on rotational grazing. As a politician, I had a listening session up in Juneau County, and I drove into the parking lot. It was a Saturday. My goodness, the parking lot was just full. I thought, all these people come to see me? Well, no. It was the home and family group up there having their annual celebration of the year end, so to speak. And so these, all the different programs reach out into the community. I think probably every county, I wouldn't say every county, but most counties will have a rural leadership program where they, it's modeled after the Wisconsin program that was statewide. But this is where they take upcoming leaders throughout the county and expose them to different aspects of education, politics, economy, international issues, and each one is enhances the value of that community by educating its members and helping them grow so that they're better leaders in the future. And so it just reaches out to every corner. Sustainability Master Gardener Program is one that's administered or directed or whatever through the cooperative extension. And there's a give back there. In other words, if you become certified as a Master Gardener, then you agree to essentially community service to continue to spread the good news about gardening and sustainability and things like that. So it's just that it has such a total outreach that I think people perhaps take it for granted and don't really realize all the different components of it.
I'm Joy Cardine talking with Ed Brooks, who is a Republican state representative from Reedsburg, who is authoring a budget motion that would exempt or shield the UW extension from the proposed $300 million budget cut that faces the entire UW system. James on Facebook says, I'd rather see the entire system exempted from this cut. Would shielding UW Extension, and for that matter, the two-year colleges, Representative Brooks, increase the burden on the rest of the UW system?
I don't really know as if it would. Again, we're looking at a very substantial cut. If you blended that through the four-year campuses, and again, our goal is not to pit one entity against another. Certainly, that's neither my goal nor Representative Quinn's. But we do have unique instances in that the two-year campuses, again, are parties between the state and the local community. I have UW-Richland, which is Richland County, but I also have Baraboo-Sauk County, where it's city, county, and the state. And so these are unique to start with, so I don't think it's necessarily pitting one against the other. It's just pointing out the uniqueness and probably the frugality that exists at that particular level already, so that there's less opportunity for them to absorb or to move funds around to balance different accounts. They just don't have that kind of reserves. And Representative Quinn pointed out very eloquently how their staff is bare bones. One person makes up a department in most of our two-year campuses. The same can be said for UW Extension. These people have multiple roles, different roles that they play in the community. And so it's not a matter of extension and two-year campuses against the four-year campuses, not at all. It's just saying that we have unique circumstances. Give us some slack here.
Well, what do you think, listeners? Do you think that the UW's two-year campuses or the University of Wisconsin Extension should be exempt from the budget cuts facing the entire system? 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk@wpr.org. You can also post on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page or tweet us at Joy Cardine Show. Let me repeat, I am an employee of the University of Wisconsin Extension. Wisconsin Public Radio is a service of the UW Extension and the Educational Communications Board. This proposal and the proposed budget cuts affect us. So you argued for the Representative Brooks for the value of extension to rural areas in particular. Is there a value for urban parts of the state as well?
Well, yes, very definitely. I mean, the youth programs, they initially were 4-H, but now they've kind of morphed into a sort of a youth program so that cities, urban centers certainly can use those. The Master Gardener program is probably more popular in an urban location than it is in a rural area, and it's very popular in rural areas. So it's not a matter of rural-urban. It's a matter of good programs being made available and utilized by the people that are aware of them.
A listener on Facebook says, the UW should be trimmed. There's no need for all these silly two-year and obsolete four-year campuses. What's your reaction to that?
Well, I think Representative Quinn explained the reasons for the 2 years. They are a good starting point for children that may never otherwise have gone into education. They're a good place. We talk a lot, Joy, about the cost of education, and these provide the first 2 years at a very economical cost because the students are able to stay at home and reduce their board costs that way. And so they have certainly a purpose there. The graduation rates, I think, from the 2 years are something like 77%, and the dropout rate is very small from first year to second year. And so there's a place for them. But also the thing for extension is that people just are not aware of all the different things that extension does. They are not outdated from the standpoint that they continue to upgrade their programs. I'm thinking of Wisconsin Towns, and again, this is more rural perhaps than urban, but they work with Cooperative Extension in a lot of training sessions for their new officers, whether it be a chairman or a clerk or a board member or treasurer. They provide training on how to be good elected officials. And so I would say to that notion that they're old and outdated, that's totally wrong.
We just have a moment. Representative Brooks, how much of a chance do you think your proposal has of passing?
It's hard to tell. I think the more people are aware of the good things that Extension does, and again, the uniqueness of it. It's not a four-year campus where they have a lot of flexibility with different funds to move money back and forth to balance things out. I think as people understand that, it probably enhances our position. Certainly, budget times are very difficult times, and we're optimistic. Our proposals have been well received, but again, it gets to be a matter of we have so many dollars that we have to rearrange, and I would hope that we'd be able to cut some slack to UW Extension and the two-year campuses.
Thank you so much for being with us.
Thank you for having me.
Ed Brooks, a Republican state representative from Reedsburg. Coming up in just a bit, we will hear from Chancellor Kathy Sandine, who is the chancellor of the University of Wisconsin Colleges and UW Extension. But first, Bill Martins joins me because, Bill, drum roll, please. we did reach that dollar for dollar match challenge.
Yeah, sure did. I wasn't expecting to make that announcement this early, but what the heck? We're looking at more than $8,600 so far this hour. We had that dollar for dollar match up to $6,000, so that's off the table. But man, that did its job this hour. So thank you everyone for making that pledge of support. That doesn't mean that you should stop pledging though. By all means, we've got 20 minutes left, and every pledge counts. So. Whatever amount you can give, $5 a month, $10 a month, whatever amount is right for you, that's the right amount, as we like to say. And you can do that at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
A great way to support Wisconsin Public Radio is by becoming a sustaining member. As a sustainer, you make monthly ongoing donations right from your bank account or from your credit card.
Many people give $10 or $15 a month, but choose whatever amount you're comfortable with. So become a sustainer right now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Hi, my name is Tom. I drive truck for a living, and I always look forward to when I can tune into 90.7 WHAD.
Many Americans cannot afford to eat the healthy foods needed.
WPR, to me, is a respite from all the usual noise and mindless chatter of most commercial radio stations. It's great to be tuned into WPR as I tick off the miles on the highway. It makes the world seem a little closer to me, and it brings the issues and discussions of the day a little closer to home.
You can make your pledge at WPR.org or 888-202-2552. I'm Joy Cardine with Bill Martins, and we are asking for your support of WPR during the spring membership drive. Maybe your gift will be $10 a month or $20 a month. You can also make a pledge of $5 a month, and then you can pick up the WPR magnets. You decide. WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
We're still looking for, 27 more pledges by 8 o'clock to meet our hourly goal, and you can do that very quickly and easily, WPR.org or 888-202-2552. And don't forget, $5 a month, $60 for the year. Ask for the I Love WPR magnets. You'll get one big one, one small one, and you can tell everyone that you're a proud supporter of Wisconsin Public Radio.
Thank you very much, Bill. We will talk to you at the end of the hour. And thank you for your support. We'll continue our discussion about protecting UW Extension and two-year campuses from budget cuts in just a moment. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. Two Republican state representatives are proposing to exempt the University of Wisconsin System's two-year colleges and the University of Wisconsin Extension from the proposed $300 million cut for the UW system that's in the state budget that lawmakers are working on right now. We've heard from the two Republican state representatives so far this hour, State Representative Romaine Quinn of Rice Lake and State Representative Ed Brooks of Reedsburg. Now we will get some reaction, some response from the chancellor of the University of Wisconsin Colleges and University of Wisconsin Extension, Kathy Sandeen. Chancellor Sandeen, good morning.
Good morning, Joy. How are you?
I'm good. Well, so first off, what is your response to these two state lawmakers authoring motions to exempt the University of Wisconsin Colleges and the University of Wisconsin Extension from budget cuts?
Well, I'm very pleased to see that they recognize the unique role that we play within the University of Wisconsin system, and also that we are very frugal, efficient, we provide broad access, and we are great stewards of the taxpayers' money. So we are gratified that they see that, that they want to protect that, and so I thank them for that. On the other hand, I need to acknowledge that we are part of the University of Wisconsin system, and that is very important, and that brings us many important benefits. We partner with the other institutions within the system. For example, we just launched a new Master of Science degree in data science that we're offering with in partnership with six of our other campuses. A large number of our faculty, especially in cooperative extension, have joint appointments with us and University of Wisconsin-Madison. So we really do rely on each other. So I worry about this notion of pitting institutions against each other. This is unprecedented that a certain component of the system would be, you know, kept out of a budget cut. And so at the time that I'm excited and gratified to see this recognition of our value, I also worry a little bit about the precedent and what this might do to the system.
Yeah. Well, so I'm wondering what you hope will be the outcome then of these budget motions and the budget process.
Well, in general, we hope that the budget cut, the overall amount of $300 million, will be reduced. And I'm up at the Capitol every week talking to legislators, and I believe they want to work with us, and they recognize the importance of the University of Wisconsin to the citizens of Wisconsin, and that they'll work with us and try to have that amount reduced. They're also working with us on the notion of providing some flexibilities for us so that certain state regulations, we would have more flexibility in terms of compensation, hiring, in terms of purchasing. They're working with us on that. So these would all be positive things for the system and obviously very positive things for the colleges and extension as well.
Yeah. Jonathan on Facebook says, I couldn't agree more with the speaker about the value of two-year colleges and the UW Extension system. However, I could also say the same applies to the four-year program. So how can you choose? This is the reality of the choice our legislature and governor have created, and now, unfortunately, we will all have to live with it. Do you have a quick response to that?
Well, I think that's a very measured and rational response to our situation, and we're all working really hard to see, you know, should this budget cut, when this budget cut goes forward, and we know exactly what it is, how we will respond. So in our case, we have budget planning task forces at work coming up with the best ideas for how we might deal with this. At UW Extension, they're currently going through the budget planning process. And, you know, we will do the best we can. Number one, we want to preserve our services to our students. We want to be able to fulfill our promise to our students in terms of their academic progress. You know, we do a great job, as Representative Quinn mentioned, in providing broad access to students who maybe never thought they would go on to complete a bachelor's degree. And we bring them in with open arms. Our faculty work with them. We prepare them. 77% of our students do transfer to a four-year institution, and they do very, very well. So we want to preserve that function, our mission for our students, and we will do that regardless of what the budget cut comes down as. Similarly, on extension, we work in various ways with our communities. We're embedded. Our faculty bring evidence-based programs and work and research to these communities, whether it be in agriculture and natural resources, family living, you know, economic development, and so forth. And these are too important, and so we have to really focus on what we need to preserve while we're also being responsible and implementing the budget cuts that the legislature is asking us to implement.
We have a number of callers who would like to join in. Allison in Reedsburg is with us first. Hi, Allison.
Hello, my name is Allison, and I'm a first-generation college student, and I'm just really grateful for all of the resources that have been out there and been provided for me so that I could be a first graduating student from my family. And I'm actually going to UW-Madison, and I'll be graduating in May. And UW-Reedsburg has helped me become certified in, as a nursing assistant, which then helped me become a nurse. And also I'm taking a UW-Extension class right now, but my first idea was going to UW-Virchum Center just to get classes, but I was fortunate enough to have financial aid that I was then able to go to Platteville for 2 years and then transfer. I'm just very grateful, and I wish the budgets for that wasn't the school had to be on the chopping block, but I'm just very happy for all the resources, and thank you.
Thank you, Allison. So Allison started at UW Reedsburg, and now she's graduating in May as a nurse from UW-Madison. Congratulations, by the way, Allison. Chancellor Sandeen, a quick react to that?
Yes. So I definitely can relate to what Allison is saying because I myself am a first-generation college graduate. Neither of my parents went to college. They didn't step foot in a college classroom, and I would not have the life that I have today were it not for high access public higher education. I happen to live in California, another state that had a commitment. It has a commitment to open access. Now, I want to emphasize that we will not be closing any of our campuses. So that was an absolute assumption from the beginning of us going into this budget planning process. So all of our 13 UW College campuses will remain open. We may need to think about different ways of how we provide services, but they will remain open. We will fulfill our partnerships with our county and city partners, and we will fulfill those deep relationships with our surrounding communities, regardless what happens, because what the caller is saying is so important. Providing that access throughout the state is really essential, and that's one of the joys of my job. You know, I just came to this job a little over 4 months ago, and what I've learned both about UW colleges and UW Extension just reinforces that I made the right move coming to Wisconsin, because these are jewels in the crown of the state, and it's my passion, my purpose now to preserve them and make sure that they go on to do great work now and into the future.
Well, that's a wonderful note to end it, but I still needed to ask you, what services or programs would be most likely to be hurt should the full cuts go into effect for the UW system?
And on the UW colleges side, we have a plan where the majority, probably 90% of the cuts would be on the administrative side. So that is unfortunate. We'll figure out other ways to provide those administrative services, possibly by regionalizing or centralizing them, but we will maintain the academic programs and the student services on the individual campuses. On the extension side, we're looking at, you know, again, different ways that we can consolidate and we can provide our services in our counties by being more creative and, again, maybe partnering in different ways. On the public broadcasting side, of course, our partner, ECB, Education Communications Board, is slated for a large cut, and they provide the transmitters and infrastructures and the media lab programs that are provided free to K-12 and to all educational institutions throughout the state. And so we worry about the effect of cuts on our partner there as well.
We'll leave it there, Chancellor Sandeen. Thank you so much for being with us.
It's my pleasure, Joy. Thanks. It's a pleasure to be on your show, and it's a pleasure to listen to it.
Thank you very much. We will have you back. Kathy Sandeen is Chancellor of the University of Wisconsin Colleges and the University of Wisconsin Extension. And joining me for the last couple of moments of the program during this spring membership drive is Bill Martins. And Bill, we are doing very well this hour.
We are, yeah. We're still looking for a few more pledges to reach our hourly goal. However, we've got about 5 minutes left, and we're looking for 18 more of you to make that pledge of support to Wisconsin Public Radio. We've heard from a number of you already, so thank you very much to those of you who have already made your contribution. If you haven't, just go to WDPR.org or 888-202-2552 and help support the programs you depend on.
Yeah, do make your pledge of any amount, should you choose the $5 a month or $60 a year pledge to Wisconsin Public Radio. We will send you the WPR magnet set. You'll get a two small and one large iHeart WPR magnets.
Yeah, absolutely. You can put one on your car or on your fridge or your mailbox, I guess, and tell everyone that you love Wisconsin Public Radio. Again, $5 a month. WDPR.org or 888-202-2552.
You know, the state budget is in the news a lot, and as proposed, the budget cuts put state funding for Wisconsin public broadcasting at risk. The state's investment has brought a wide range of public broadcasting services to Wisconsin, such as the ability to broadcast throughout the state, the emergency alert system, which is a public safety feature used by stations all over Wisconsin, including commercial stations.
Meanwhile, listener support, your support, keeps WPR programming strong. So thank you for your financial support at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Thank you very much to David from Madison, who pledged during this hour. He says, I wouldn't be able to get through my daily commute without WPR. Well, I know how he feels.
Yeah.
I'm listening to WPR in my car all the time. You can travel and learn something new every day as you're driving around Wisconsin. Thanks to Heather from Green Bay, who says, I love WPR. You educate and inspire me in so many ways. Thank you. Well, thank you, Heather, for your support. You can make your pledge of any amount to support the programs that you value, WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
So this hour, we talked with a chancellor. We talked with a couple of lawmakers. In the previous hour, we talked about loons. And then we've got Kevin McKinley coming up talking about personal finance. So a little bit of everything on today's program, and that's kind of how we like to do it here. And if that's the kind of programming that's of value to you, then translate that into a pledge of support to Wisconsin Public Radio, and do it right now. WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Thank you very much, Bill. Thanks to Dale from Waukesha, who also pledged. He says, I'm a sustainer who absolutely loves WPR, and I am always inspired to give a little bit more during each pledge drive.
There you go.
We like to hear that, Dale. WPR.org or 888-202-2552. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network.